Let's be real. No one wakes up excited to get called into the boss's office for a write-up. The second you hear, "We need to talk," your mind starts racing. Am I getting fired? Is this fair? What do I do now?
Breathe.
You're not alone in this. Every day, employees across the country face write-ups. Some fair, some completely ridiculous. But here's the secret. How you respond can make or break your future at that job. Handled the right way, you can protect your reputation, turn things around, and even strengthen your position in the company. Mess it up? Well, just say you might be sending out resumes sooner than you'd planned. In today's episode, I'm breaking down exactly how to respond to a write-up like a pro, without making things worse, burning bridges, or setting yourself up for failure. And if you're a business owner or HR professional, stick around. We've covered the employer side of this topic in a previous episode, what to do when an employee refuses to sign a write-up. If you haven't listened to it yet, I highly recommend checking it out after this episode, because how your company issues write-ups matters just as much as how the employees respond to them. Let's get into it. Before we talk strategy, let's clear up some myths about write-ups. A lot of employees think that if they refuse to sign, the write-up doesn't count. That's not true. A write-up isn't a contract, it's a record. Your signature just acknowledges you received it, not that you agree with it. If they email it to you and you go, "Got it," that's all you need. It's simply the signature is simply used to acknowledge that you got it. Employers use write-ups for three broad main reasons. One, most common, they want to correct behavior. Maybe you've been late too many times, missed a deadline, or had a customer complaint. The goal here in this is improvement. It's to show they take it seriously, that they want you to fix that issue. Simple correction. Sometimes they want documentation. They're not wanting or planning to fire you, but feel if they don't address the issue in writing, it could appear negligent or dangerous for the company. Finally, they want to push you out. It's harsh. It's true, though. Some employers use write-ups as a paper trail, just justify firing someone later. The key is figuring out which category your write-up falls into, because that changes how you should respond. So, how do you respond to a write-up without making things worse? Here's the game plan. One, stay calm and professional. Look, I get it. A write-up can feel like a personal attack. I deal with clients every day. They send me something that says they're dissatisfied, and I'm like, I don't even want to acknowledge it. Sometimes it's like, that's because you don't know how to read your freaking email, right? Like, it can feel bad. Your instinct might be to argue, get defensive, or call out your boss for being unfair, but do not react emotionally. Instead, take a deep breath and say something like, "I appreciate the feedback. I'd like to take some time to review this before responding." That keeps you in control of the conversation. If the write-up is vague or unclear, ask for specifics. This is step two. Can you clarify what specific incidents led to this? What improvements are expected and by when? And how will my performance be evaluated moving forward? This shows you're taking the feedback seriously while gathering critical information. Three, write a smart response. If your company allows a written rebuttal, use it. Your response should be professional, no venting, sarcasms, or passive-aggressive jabs, fact-based, stick to the dates, events, and policies, not emotions, and solutions-oriented. Show a willingness to improve if that's applicable. An example would be something like, "I acknowledge the receipt of this write-up and appreciate the opportunity to improve. However, I would like to clarify that on date, I was assigned conflicting priorities, which led to the missed deadline reference. I'm happy to discuss ways to better align expectations moving forward so that I can prioritize correctly." If the write-up is completely false, you can still stay professional. "I acknowledge receipt of this document, but respectfully disagree with the characterization of events. I would like to request a further discussion to address this issue." Be pro. Be the best. The bigger man, the bigger gal, right? And it's not common that you run into those situations with just complete falsity. Again, in my world of at the CEO level dealing with large clients, like, sometimes you get a complaint and you want to just go, "This person crazy," right? That the core issue here, the root cause is, "You crazy." That's not the professional response. And I understand. I've been there. And I've worked in jobs too, where the criticism or the feedback I'm getting from a write-up is just doesn't feel right. Nevertheless, they've taken the effort to write it down. Your job is to now leverage that into an actionable plan that you can succeed at, right? Same with a client complaint for you executives listening, right? It's like, you got feedback. Maybe they're crazy, but can you define it in such a way that you can win? Okay, keep your record clean, the ball back in their court to define it better if you need it. And if it is just completely false, just respectfully disagree with the characterization and either further discuss or agree to disagree. You can do that. Let's talk about what you shouldn't do. Let's talk about mistakes that will 100% make things worse. Refusing to sign or acknowledge. This won't erase the write-up. Instead, write, received but do not agree, and then sign. That's all you can do? Do that. Bringing up others. Well, Jeff is late all the time, and he never gets written up. This won't help you, okay? There's just no path forward that helps you. Threatening to quit. Unless you're actually ready to walk, this is a bad strategy. Now, if you're ready to walk, all the power to you. Ignoring it. If you don't respond, it stays on your record as an uncontested fact. So it's much better to respond clearly and professionally, especially if you disagree. If you completely agree, yeah, man, screwed that up, then sign it and go that extra step to reply professionally so that, you know, they know you're all on the same side. It's a good thing. Let's talk about protecting yourself in the long run, the long-term strategy, so that if things escalate, you're prepared. Keep a personal record. Save copies of emails, deadlines, and any communications related to your performance. Track patterns. If you feel you're being unfairly targeted, document it. If there's a pattern of discrimination or retaliation, you'll need evidence. And know your company policies. If your employer is violating their own rules, you have leverage. And if your employer, this is exactly why clear documentation and compliance matters. If you're not handling write-ups properly, you can be opening your business to legal risks. And that's, of course, where people processes comes in. As an employee, I will tell you, it is likely ignorance, not maliciousness, that leads to mistakes, okay? If you've worked in industry long, you know that there's just plenty of room for people screwing up, right? So if you see a problem and you're willing to help your company grow, often they're relatively open if you remain professional in showing why you disagree and any pattern or practice that you're really worried about. For employees, take control of your career. A write-up doesn't have to derail your job, but how you two respond can make or break your future. Don't wing it. Grab our write-up response template now and protect yourself. It's linked in the description below. Drop in your email, you'll get a copy. For business owners and HR professionals, you need to protect your business. A bad write-up isn't just frustrating, it's a lawsuit waiting to happen. If your documentation isn't rock solid, you're handing an employee a reason to challenge it in court. Protect your business. HR mistakes cost real money, compliance failures, wrongful termination claims, reputational damage. Why risk it? If you're a U.S.-based business owner with 10 or more employees, I offer a free 30-minute consultation to help you handle disciplinary issues legally and effectively. Just book a session on my calendar. Thank you all for today, and thank you for tuning in to Don't HR Alone. Go out there, have a great day, and get your work done.